Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following telephone conversation.
Hi, Pat. Sam here. Listen, I'm just calling to tell you there's no way I'm going to be able to make it to the start of our 2 o'clock meeting with Richmond. I'm going to be about a half hour late.
Oh, that's okay, Sam. I think the agenda calls for us to do something like review our sales forecasts at the start of the meeting. I'm not sure. At any rate, you're not even involved with that, so I don't think it'll be a big deal.
Okay, good. Just the same, please do let me know when I get there if I've missed anything important, okay? I'll be there at 2:30.
No problem. I'll let you know.
Number 41. Why does the man apologize? Number 42. What information does the woman give the man? Number 43. What does the man promise to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
The reason you see so many biomedical and other science-oriented companies in New Jersey has to do with the lack of laboratory space in New York City. People looking to house labs in New York have nowhere to do it.
That makes sense. I assumed it had more to do with New York's real estate prices or the difference in taxes.
Well, price is part of it. Actually, though, a lot of those biomedical companies are based in the city. They'd love to have their labs there, too. There just isn't the room. Labs need a ton of special facilities. Waste disposal alone is huge.
Oh, I'd imagine there's a lot you can't throw in the regular trash. And not just that, you need all kinds of special services. I mean, water, electricity. I can imagine there are a lot of old buildings in New York that couldn't handle that kind of load.
Number 44. Where is there said to be a shortage of laboratory space? Number 45. What does the man claim biomedical companies would prefer to do? Number 46. In which area are biomedical labs set to need special service? Go on to the next page. Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
I don't know about you, but I desperately need some coffee before we catch our next flight. I don't think we're boarding for another half hour, at least. Our flight leaves at 9, right?
Let me check the tickets. Yeah, we leave at 9:05. You don't mind if I check out the duty-free stores while you're having your coffee, do you? I want to see if I can find a nice face cream. My skin's a little dry.
No problem. Let's just check the information board here to be on the safe side, okay? Hey, wait a minute. Flight 271 to Dallas is now boarding? What time is it?
Oh no, we forgot the time change. It's not 7:30, it's 8:30 right now. Sorry about your coffee, but we've got to go.
Number 47. What happened to the speakers? Number 48. What was the woman hoping to do? Number 49. What does the woman imply the speakers forgot to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
It's been almost 2 months since I sent you my photos. They're already published, and I sent an invoice about 6 weeks ago. Any sense of what I might get paid?
Beth, I'm sorry. We had an emergency in our accounting department, and everything got held up. None of our freelancers has been paid for about 2 months. I should have told you. I'm sorry. Everything's settled now, and your money's in the pipeline.
Okay, that's all right. I've just never had problems with you before. I was worried my invoice had gotten lost or something. Any idea when it might get processed?
I was told a couple of weeks ago that it would be about 3 or 4 weeks. This means you ought to receive something next week or the week after.
Number 50. What is the woman's problem? Number 51. What can be inferred about the woman? Number 52. What does the man imply about his company? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Chris told me you're looking for someone with a large vehicle who can take a load of stuff to Saturday's book sale. Well, I have a pickup truck and I'm available.
Oh, that's great. To be honest, I'm not sure we need someone right now. Rob Crystal already offered his van. But we might need someone to help take things back at the end of the day.
Well, listen, I'm going to be there anyway. So if you need anything, just let me know. I'll be happy to haul things, take people, whatever's needed.
That sounds great. I should know by Friday if we're going to need any more help. I'll just call you, okay? Thank you so much.
Number 53. What does the man offer to do? Number 54. What does the man find out about the woman? Number 55. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
It looks like Krug Electric is getting bought by another company. It says here the board approved a deal selling all its assets to Domain Energy. I don't know how I feel about that. It's likely to affect prices, don't you think?
No, not really. Electricity rates are regulated by the government, so they might not be able to raise prices, even if they want to.
But having some big national energy firm buying Krug Electric? I don't know. I guess it's just weird to me. Krug's been our electricity provider. Heck, I remember them from when I was a kid.
I know, it is. But really, how much of a difference is it likely to make?
Number 56. What are the speakers discussing? Number 57. What is the woman's concern? Number 58. What can be inferred about the woman? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
I finally managed to find a place to park the car. I had to drive around for almost half an hour. Luckily, I found something right on this street. A spot finally opened up.
On this street? I need to tell you, today's the street cleaning day, so you're going to need to move the car soon. You know that, don't you?
No, I didn't know that. Man, parking in this city is ridiculous. What time do I need to leave?
8 o'clock, and the police do come around to write tickets. I found out the hard way more than once.
Number 59. What does the woman say is going to happen? Number 60. How does the man probably feel? Number 61. What can be inferred about the woman? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
I was injured many years ago in a fall. I broke my leg. It hasn't given me any trouble in a long time, but I recently started riding a bike for exercise, and I've been getting these pains in my leg and back. Do you think it's related to the fall?
It could be. You may be tearing up some of those muscles that haven't been used for a while. Let me ask you, have you had a regular exercise routine since your injury?
No, not at all. I did some physical therapy right after the accident, but I haven't kept it up. I just want to make sure I'm not running the risk of injuring myself anymore.
I don't think you are, but I don't think it would hurt for you to see a doctor. As a trainer, all I can tell you is that a certain amount of pain is normal when you're getting back into shape. But I feel better if you got it checked.
Number 62. What does the woman say she recently started doing? Number 63. What is the woman's problem? Number 64. What does the man suggest the woman do? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
On your tax form last year, you listed royalties from a book you worked on. Did you receive any income in the form of royalties this year?
It wasn't much, but yes, I received about, let me see. I received about $600 or $700 in royalties. It was for the same book. I co-wrote it 2 years ago.
Okay, so that's going to register as part of your business income, so it's taxable. Do you have any expenses to put against that income?
No, I'm afraid not. The publisher handles the sales and marketing, and I just sit back and collect royalties on sales. Actually, I'm surprised anybody's still buying the book. But no, I don't have any expenses to offset the income. Let me go get the statements from the publisher so I can give you the exact amount.
Number 65. What is the man helping the woman to do? Number 66. What is learned about the woman? Number 67. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
The Thunderbird Theater is looking to expand its capacity from 200 people to more than 1,000. They want to put in a big music hall and bring in bigger acts.
The Thunderbird on Butler Street? That's a totally residential neighborhood. What about the noise, the parking situation?
Exactly. The residents are up in arms about this. We're getting together a group of people to fight this thing. Apparently, they need to apply for a zoning change license, so we're planning to get a lawyer and fight them at the zoning board.
Good. I mean, I support business coming into the area, but the last thing we need is for Butler Street to start becoming like downtown with all its crowds and noise.
Number 68. What are the speakers discussing? Number 69. What does the woman say she wants to do? Number 70. What does the man imply about the neighborhood? Go on to the next page.